Gabe and Pete adopt kittens, an email exchange. Written by In Love with Night and Lalejandra. Read by Petica and...
Rena!
Summary. Seriously, Gabe and Pete adopt kittens. Everyone who'd love 25,000 words of Gabe-centric fic will love it pretty much no matter what happens in it. Which is slightly distressing, but also totally liberating. 25,000 words of Gabe POV thinking about ice skates? Gimme. 25,000 words of Gabe going around in animal shelters to adopt cute kittens? Gimme. 25,000 words of Gabe talking about his feelings? Gimme. 25,000 words of Gabe in pain? Gimme.
Gabe and kittens would be the happiest fic ever. Except when they dared to shed on his clothes. Then there would be a problem.
He would get one of those non-shedding, hypoallergenic kittens. And for a while, he would troll the entire world by carrying it with him everywhere he went, like Paris Hilton did with her dog.
Pete would design a line of clan catwear!
What if Gabe and Pete got brother kittens?
Aww! Pete was really planning on getting another dog for Bronx. A kid should have a dog. But he's terrified of another pet getting hit by a car. And Gabe was like, cats are indoor pets, and they're kind of badass. Let's go adopt some motherfucking kittens.
And the thing is, of course, that brother kittens have to live together, because they're pack animals. Pete is almost positive Gabe is making that up, but Bronx totally believes him. So Gabe moves himself and his kittens, Rabbi MCA, into Pete's house in the hills, so they can live with Pete and his kitten. Pterodactyl? Thanks, Bronx.
Gabe. Smoothest move to get yourself into Pete's house ever.
A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Also, no lie, for all Gabe's money, Pete still somehow got the most comfortable bed he's ever slept in. I have a guest room, you know, Pete says, but he climbs into bed next to Gabe anyway.
Then the kittens attack their feet all night and it's adorable.
Plus, Gabe in Pete's bed means that when Pete gets up and Gabe has two kittens cuddled on his chest, Pete can easily snap a photo and post it to Twitter.
What semi-cryptic caption goes with that?
I heart pussy.
Of course, of course. What did I expect? Gabe retweets it all. They're actually boy cats. Two boys in bed with me.
Pete's all, hey, I was there too, don't I count? And Gabe replies, aw, baby, I thought you were all man. By the time Gabe wakes up, though, the picture of him sleeping while cuddling two kittens is everywhere. Pete does it again the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that, and people are almost starting to not pay attention. But then comes the photo of Gabe with his shirt off. And one of the tiny kittens is yawning, and Gabe's got a hickey on his neck, and another on his chest. This picture ends up on the front page of TMZ.com, and Cobra album sales skyrocket. Yay!
And they never do an official coming out thing. Just smile cheerfully at anyone who asks questions and are like, oh, come on, it's 2012. Do we really have to talk about this? Hey, have you met the kittens? Here, give them kisses.
Pete trolls the internet by posting a lot of videos with file names like Me and Gabe's sex tape that are videos of them holding hands, and one called Pete and Gabe Bear All of them dancing in the new Panic single in bear suits, and one called Licking Pussy of the kittens cleaning each other with Gabe cooing at them in the background.
Oh my god, he so would. And he would absolutely have bear suits in all necessary sizes stashed around his home.
Everyone he knows gets a bear suit. Except Travi, who is a dragon. The end.